ndaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Walambulela kustudio 7 yesonto mhlazinye kumpandula 2019 ngokhipha Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abaqoqa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emisebenzini kwele South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva.
Angithi nje ubone striker sicabile. Ngathi yabo sicabile kwezinye indawo. Ngathi yakubona ko Pretoria, yakubona ko Cape Town, ko Johannesburg, sicabile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba kanjani. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani eSouth Africa.
Bathinga abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe ngalokhu.
Kungaba lomsindo sasa sesithelile amalunga ethu ku-Africa yonke ukuthi bazimbi imoto zonke zase-South Africa.
Abadlali beqembu le-Mighty Warriors bakhalala umdlalo we-Olympic Games. Lingakhuthwa luhlelo lwamasiko olwabatsha kanye lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Sokulokuxozela emigoqweni kwele South Africa ngesikhathi abanye abantu bakulelo lizwe belungiselela ukungena emafektali lokumisa izimoto ezinkulu bedinga abantu bokuza. Kulabantu abadize bedinga abantu bokuza abatshayela izimoto ezinkulu kwele South Africa abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abathi babathathela imisebenzi. Bathi bazangena njalo kumafektali endaweni zonke zakwele South Africa basuse ngenkani bonke abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abasebenza kwele South Africa bengala maphepha aqondileyo. Okwamanje kulabanye abatshayela izimoto ababhodabhodayo emigwaqweni bedinga izimoto ezinkulu ezitshayelwa ngabantu bokuza. Omunye walabo abenza lokhu ongafisanga ukuthi simveze igama lakhe uthi kababuyeli emuva ngokususa abantu bokuza abasebenza ongekho emthethweni kulelo lizwe.
Angithi nje ubone striker sicabile. Ngathi yabo sicabile kwezinye indawo. Ngathi yakubona ko Pretoria, yakubona ko Cape Town, ko Johannesburg, sicabile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba kanjani. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani eSouth Africa.
Singathi ke ungathi vele sokuqalile ukuthi vele selikwenza njalo.
Kuqalile vele.
Kusasa ke kuyahamba. Kusasa singathi ukuhamba njani manje kusasa.
Angifuni ukuhamba manje ngithi kuyahambeka ngoba mina njengoba ngikhuluma nawe mina ngikho la eGauteng se Cape Town. Manje bangise Cape nje. Ayikho into engayikhuluma ngithi kanjani. Akona i-member esinazo ejithi seziqale basikhombisa futhi. Nase Pretoria khona nase Johannesburg sekuqalile nje. Already nje vele kuzoba kunjalo. Kusuka kusasa ngithi government izisiza ukuthi
lizokwenza okosuku olulodwa kumbe insuku eziningi kumbe kuyahamba njani.
Angifuni ukuhamba manga ngithi sizokwenza insuku ezingaki. Kuzoba sekuthena ugovernment usizwa kanjani.
Singathi ke lizomelela kuhulumende ukuthi aze ekhulume ukuthi lenze kanjani.
Wemfowethu until koze kuphuma abantu bangaphandle. Angithola ukuthi ngithini. Masungibuza into emile, imile into ngitshenayo. Angithi koze kuphuma abantu la eSouth Africa, hayi akufe thina, sizabini.
Kodwa ke akusuze kuqhamuke khona kuyizona of FBS akhuluma ngakho lokuyana.
Asinamsebenzi naleyo nto leyo. Zano futhi into esilungu leyo nto. Zama futhi amasimba amani leyo nto leyo. Sikena ndaba udoda. Nandaba naleyo nto ahambe ezweni yakubo. Eyi wendoda. Ma ubona ngoba ngiyakuza ukuthi wasezimi. Ma ubona wena ukuthi nginenkinga thatha isibhamu sakho udukule umuntu waseSouth Africa ungalo sithenitheni. Unjalo nje mfowethu njengoba ngitshena ayikho into ngathi ngibuzana kuqalile kuqalile. And futhi ngeke sisaphinde sisese ngaphandle ukuthi ugovernment esize ukuthi endaweni yethu sifuna umsebenzi wethu and sifuna iy'ndawo zethu. Sifuna yonke into, sifuna futhi abantu benciphisa ama-drugs eSouth Africa. Yilokho esikhuluma ngakho. Finish. Kule nto le mfowethu, ngelo siyikhuluma ko-media, siyikhuluma kuphi kuphi. Hayi into esiyikhuluma ko-media, ekho into esiyikhuluma kukuphi. Kufanele ugovernment kufuneke sizwe ukuthi sithini. Ngoba phela umhlabatho wethu nabo Cyril Ramaphosa bakhethwa yithi. Mase singasabafuni futhi thina, yithi esizofuthi asabafuni. Kunjalo nje. Umhlaba uphethwe abantu, awuphethwe umuntu oyi-one.
Omunye wabatshayeli odabuka kwele Zimbabwe ocele ukuthi siveze isibongo sakhe kuphela uthi sebedlela evalweni. Umdlonga uthi abatshayeli bokuza badingwa ngamehlo abomvu.
Okwamanje akuna truck ehambayo kule ndawo lapho nalapho nje okunomsindo khona. Njengamanje kule truck abayigijimise ngo-3 o'clock e-HNG bangithumela ividiyo yakhona lapho ngizokuthumela yona zokubona. Manje so manje lapho abagijimisa khona yikho lapho engiyopanga khona mina i-truck ngoba umlungu bethe sasa ngingasebenzi ngoba because of flexi strike esikhona. njengokuthi kahle ama-foreigners abafuna
kuzayenzani manje
hei ngoba kuna abafoyit engihamba nabo lapha siyi-four manje sihamba silandelana angazi ukuthi kuzobanjani e so ngiyakhona le lapho abagijimisa khona abantu
uya ngaphi kwangikhona kuthiwa ngungaphi khonapho
e-Woodburn
ye kodwa kukhanya ngazani abantu bayethuke kanganani lani khonapho
so far kulabantu kade ngihamba nabo lapha be-South Africa abaningi bakhona ebengihamba nabo abavumelani nakho because ngabantu abakwaziyo i-economy yabona ukuthi makuhlenzeka izinto ezinje kulahleka into eziningi so abantu abaningi abe nginabo lapha edu ngane bahlakaniphile yabona but kule certain group I think is political motivated ngoba lo muntu lo angeke abe namandla angaka okuvala amatraka angaka beshisa amatraka abantu angaka kungena background emuva ngoba le ndaba le ikhona lapho esuka khona
okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cross Border Association umnumzana Dennis Juru uthi balakho ukuphindisela emazweni athiyeneyo
kungaba lo msindo kusasa sesitshelile amalunga ethu ku-Afrika yonke ukuthi bazimbi iimoto zonke zase-South Africa sesizibhalele incwadi kumakhampani endizamshini ukuthi sisazobatshela kusasa ukuthi bayenze njani ukuthi kusefe yini ukuthi indizamshina zabo zilende out of Africa so okwakathesi sesibone ukuthi sokula ama-reports emsindo njengasePotchefstroom amalunga e-ATDF bazimbi imoto kodwa sisayolunga ukuthi sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani nakulo msindo sizoyenza ukuthi imoto zonke zase-South Africa zimise singasaphumi e-South Africa amabhizinesi abo bo-Shoprite bo-Pick n Pay sifuna ukumisa wonke amabhizinesi awo sesivumelane njengenhlanganiso i-Africa yonke
lokho akutsho ukuthi kuzayenza kube lo msindo omkhulu kakhulu ngenxa khonokho
umsindo omkhulu odlula ukubulala umuntu
siphinde sacela ukuthi abalaleli be-Studio 7 basidumezele ama-audio abo ku-WhatsApp ake sizwe ukuthi batheni ngodaba lolu
eyi lokho okwenzakala e-South Africa lokhu hayi kuzisa usizi lokho kanti bona abantu be-South bakhohlwe ukuthi bona baze bathole izibuse babe silwa bekwamanye amazwe wona lawo anjengabo-Zambia Mozambique njaninjani lamanye amazwe namhlanje sebebulala abantu bawona lawo mazwe abayibaba abancedisayo sebebabona ubuthutha ngoba bona sesehlezi kuhle njalo ama-president e-South Africa amaningi yiwo abalenoti ekhwegcwele eZimbabwe la lapho eZimbabwe yonke into elapho yawo e-South Africa othabo mbeki balamapulaziyo wonke nje konapha ozuma kodwa wayi ngapha thina singabahluphi singabathatheli izinto zabo befuna ukuhlupha abantu bangapha siyabonga
asazi impela nathi silindelelwa langemonday kodwa kakula lapho esizobalekela khona ngoba nalapho sikhangelele khona ukuthi sizobalekela khona ekhaya ikati lilele ziko impilo siyidinga khona lapho esikhona sokungathi inkosi ingangenela vele angeke basifune kwamanye amazwe ngoba vele uyazi ma ungumntwana omyanga kini kulanjwa ke kho umuntu ofisa ukuthi uzodlalela emzini wakhe ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi ayikho into ozomsiza ngayo
elibingelelayo ngolivia e-South Africa endaweni yase-Alexander ye njengalokho lokho okukhulunywa ngalona lolu dlame hhayi esingakakubona impawu esingasikhombisa udlakela asazi njalo nje njengoba laba abantu baphonguqalisa into esikhaleni nje ongananzelelanga kodwa ke wathe hhayi bekusathule singazi njalo sesizabona ngikhona ngo
ngumoyo asilobela mina ngithi kulabo abafowethu abase-South Africa e-South Africa kukhanya kuyala yebo singathi kudinga ukubana la uyephila khona le but akula mpilo nxa usithi uyadinga ukuthi uyephila usiyaphila lezilwane siyakudla kuphela so uyalalo ke bebambelela khonale besenza inkani bazabuyale beyizidumbu nabantu be-South Africa bayabulala so bengibona ukubana bengagoqa into zabo bethwale baphenduke behamba kuhle kulokuphenduka bethwelwe sebeyizidumbu akakusizi lutho ukuphila kuphilwa ka-1 akuphindwa kabili
sanibonani basakazi we-Studio 7 lonke ngiyalibingelela ngumusala ngothando igama lami nguNomazulu Mpofu mina ebengithanda ukukusho lapha ngoba silapha e-South Africa i-problem yethu i-1 yokuthi asila ma-permit ama-passport silawo and inkinga yabantu be-South Africa bathi sibathathela umsebenzi and sivuma imali ezincane i-reason yokuthi abantu bevume imali ezincane or yola ama-1.5. Inkinga yokuthi asilandawo zokuhlala lapho kumele sihlale khona, kumele uhlalwe ngemali. Sometimes uthola ukuthi lapho rente khona umastanda uyabe sekuxosha ngasakufuni. Kuze kuphoqelele ukuthi uvume lwaloba nguphi umsebenzi, just ukuthi ulale isikhanda endlini. Hayi ukuthi lathi imali ezincane sezijabulela, sisuke ekudeni kakhulu sibe family siyishiye emuva labantwana. So yiyo le nto eyenza ukuthi sometimes sivume lezo mali kuphela, siyabe sisivumele ukuthi sikwazi ukulala ezindlini lokuthi sidle.
Asenelisanga ukukhuluma lo hulumende wakwele South Africa ngokuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lelo. Kwake kwabulawa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo ngomnyaka ka-2008, kwabuya njalo ngomnyaka ka-2015. Ibandla le-Movement for Democratic Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa lithi selizakwenza imihlangano emikhulu endaweni eziningi eZimbabwe kulandela ukuvinjwa kokuthi abalandeli balo batshengisele emigoqweni bekhonona ngesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe. Ibandla leli lenze umhlangano eHarare namhla lapho ebelikhankasela khona ukhetho lwe-by-election oluzayenziwa kuleyo ndawo ngeviki ezayo. Umnumzana Vincent Tswangirai, umtakamui uMorgan Tswangirai uzancintisa kukhetho lolu. UVincent Tswangirai uncintisana lwabanye abakumabandla atshiyeneyo. Indawo le yayiphethwe ngudade wabo unkosikazi Bimbayi Tswangirai Jaba. Odokotela bathi kabasenelisi ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi kuzima kakhulu ukuthi basebenze ngoba kabala mali yokugada izimota besiya emisebenzini. Sebelobele iHealth Services Board ngalolu daba besithi iholo labo liphansi okumangalisayo. Bathi kabakhalali imisebenzi kodwa sebesehluleka ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo leli.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Benana masiko wenziwe manje ngobaba mkhulu babelobola
kwezo masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla siyalubuyelela udaba lwethu lapho sixoxe khona lo mnumzana Jabalala wakwele South Africa. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaZulu laMandebele. Namhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezo masiko esintu ukhona ngale ke kwele Johannesburg. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngiyakungelela ukuthi lingisale ehlelweni.
Yes, ke sacoxa lapha lenye insizwa lapha yakuJabalala. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaNdebele lamaZulu. Wasesitsho ke ukuthi hayi bona bazama ukuthi labo babe lobudlelwano obuhle lamaNdebele. Like la kulandelela khonokho la kuzuthi uhamba njani?
Yebo, qhawela kithi nangempela sesaxoxa washo wathi isizwe samaNdebele uyasaba ukuthi isizwe esisuka la kwele South Africa, njalo amaZulu amaningi bayabazi abantu abasuka nenkosi uMzilikazi bebhekele kwaBulawayo. Yikho-ke nami ngamchazela ukuthi bafowethu kukhona abafowethu abangamaZulu abangalwazi usizi lwethu ukuthi njengoba silapha sibaleka olufanayo nangale, ngoba sizithola sisiba le problem yokuthi nangale asiphathwa ngendlela elinganayo nabanye. Abanye baze basitele emehlweni ukuthi mina ngiyinzalo yase-South Africa, kuyelani e-South Africa laphela kuphela khona. Yikho-ke uzonanzelela ukuthi even nalapha e-South Africa abantu abaqala ukuzosebenza ngabantu abakhona le esayidini yasemandebeleni nasesikhalangeni, ngoba kakhulu abasesikhalangeni babenziwa ukuthi babe sendizeni eBotswana kube lula kuku-cross.
Bona ngokutsho kwabo amaZulu bona ngazani lingadlelana njani labo kwezethi kulungisa ubuhlobo lobuphela.
Ukudlelana kwethu nabo imizamo yenziwa ngempela eminyakeni eminingi eyashula. Engicabanga kwakuyilo baba omunye osowashonayo uGumede. Uke walekelela la ekutheni sihambisane naye sivakashela amakhosi wonke ala eSouth Africa, ikakhulu kwaZulu. Kuhanjiwe impela kwaze kwafika umzini wesilo. Isilo nje siyabaza abathwakazi saze sathi ngelinye ilanga siyamukele indondo eyayivela laphana kubaba Nandi sengimkhohlwe igama lakhe langempela. Saze sasho ukuthi ngabantu abami laba. So isilo besisazi kakhulu, ngikhumbula nangamhla kubekwa kwabo uGumede umntwana wasendlunkulu uThulani Zulu wayekhona esho kahle nokusho ukuthi hayi mina kasekade vele nokuthi ngamaNdebele kuyeshiwe nje, kodwa siyanazi ukuthi ngamaZulu. Okuwukuthi nje mhlawumbe kushota okuncane ukuthi ubuholi bonke babantu babethwakazi noma mhlawumbe abathile abasemazingeni asebuholini bavakashe kuze kujwayeleke nakubafowethu abasemazingeni aphansi ukuthi bakwazi ukusamukela, ngoba iqiniso yikho kona lokho ukuthi thina njengoba silapha sifana nokuthi sibuyile ekhaya. So mase besiqosha futhi besiqoshela lapha esibaleke khona kusho khona ukuthi sabe sifana nokuthi siphakathi kwethu
ngazi ukukhangela khona mpo siyabona ukuthi sokatholakala phela ithole lesizwe ubulelani lobhengela Khumalo alisebenzelani laye yini ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho.
Ya isilo besike saxoxa nje singamabutho, kodwa lokho ngizokusho manje ubekwazi ukuthi akukho official from the royal lokuzana. Kodwa ke besike sabonisana singamabutho ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi isilo njengoba sesinazo sesizama ukuxhumana nabathintekayo ikakhulu amakhosi ukwenzela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi kwakhiwe ubudlelwano ngamandla obuvele babukhona phakathi kwethu nesizwe samaZulu nezinye nje izizwe zilapha eSouth Africa. Uzakhumbula ukuthi thina singamaNdebele asiphumi kwaZulu kuphela, noma ngithi singabithwakazi. Kunengaba izizwe ezatholakala endleleni ngiqoqo inkosi uMzilikazi, njengoba uyakhumbula ukuthi kwakuthiwa kukhona abangasenzansi, kukhona abangasenhla, okuyilaba abatholakala endleleni abangasenhla. Yikho kwabangela ukuthi kugcine sekuyisizwe esikhulu kakhulu.
Yes, so singathi-ke isizwe lesi kumele ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abantu babuyele yini kwele South Africa kumbe bahlale kwele Zimbabwe bazenzele abakufisayo, njengoba-ke uMzilikazi wayebombe isizwe sakhe khona ngale-ke eZimbabwe.
Mina ngokwami angiboni ukuthi singathi thina asifuni ukuzohlala eSouth Africa. Angikubeke njengokuthi thina siyalithanda izwe lethu kakhulu, siyalithanda kakhulu izwe lethu, kodwa isimo esikhona lapha kuleli yazo sidinga ukuthi nabo abafowethu ama-South Africans basibekezelele kuze nxa ngabe kuyenzeka kuyalunga laphayana, ngoba siphoqwa isimo ukuthi size lapha. Ngoba uzokhumbula ukuthi abazali bethu sikhule thina bezilimela kuhle kunjeya, akukho akade beza nje la eSouth Africa, bebeza nje with pleasure. Abanye bebona ukuthi mhlawumbe esikhathini esiningi bekusuka lula ukuthola noma umsebenzi le esemazingeni aphansi, ethola ukuthi noma umuntu engafundanga ubekwazi ukuthi angawenza. Kodwa eqinisweni ukuthi thina sizile ukuzohlala la. Akubeke sicace lokho. Lakhona ukuthi sicela kubafowethu, sicela nje ukuthi basibekezelele, sile themba lokuthi sokuzalunga vele.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Mbuso Ngwenya. Umbuso Ngwenya-ke yingcwethi kwezamasiko ungathini kusasa.
Nami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Nginethemba lokuthi sihlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelise emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube
Zilani.Okwamanje
sike sizwe ezibhadalane labatsha silo Mike Hove.
Yebo. Mthwakazo muhle, yikudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu-Mike Hove. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa lomnumzana Keith Moyo, oyintatheli izindaba, osebenzela iphephandaba elebulenjini ele-Urban Culture Magazine. Siphatha udaba ngezamasiko, ezomculo, njalo ezemidlalo elizweni. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo futhi unjani?
Ngiyaphila manje, kunjani wena?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayathokoza, bayajabula bekuzwa kuradio namhla.
Hayi, la ngilethemba bayajabula.
Keith, ngolwesihlanu sibone u-Honorable Minister Cathy Coventry kobulawayo exoxa labatsha abakwezamasiko, kwezemidlalo, kwezomculo. Wena njengomunye othole ithuba lokuxoxa lo-Honorable Cathy Coventry, ukubone njani lokhu ukuthi uminister ukhethe ukubuya kobulawayo ukuze axoxelane?
Sikubone kulithuba elihle kakhulu ukuthi ukuthi uminista uyo acabanga ukuthi abuye kobulawayo azothi ahlale phansi labantu abakhokhelayo abakuzona lezi ingxenye oziqambileyo ngoba kukalutshwane ukuthi uthole ukuthi uminista bazehlisa bebuye ebantwini kodwa-ke uthe yena wasekwanisa ukuthi abuye azokhulumisana labantu njengomuntu ovela kwesikubizayo ukuthi maternity leave. So kusithintile kakhulu ukuthi ube wazosivakathela lapha yini yena engumuntu obuya ezobona esikubizayo sithi ngama-co-working space lapha kobulawayo ukuthi ama-artist wona asebenza ezindaweni ezinjani njalo wasebenza njani. Yiyo thina into ade ilandile kweyethu i-working space safika sakhulumisana naye nje.
Lapho uminista ubekhuluma uke waphatha udaba mayelana ngesimo sezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo kobulawayo na?
Into yena ade ikhayelele kakhulu ukuthi ayenze bekuyukuthi azobona nje ibingasuo le esiyijayeleyo abantu abaningi sebejayele esiwabiza ukuthi ngama-contractative meetings isikhathi esiningi especially umphathi intamba sebeke badlula laba babebuya nje bafike baxoxanisa abantu abantu benza izikhalazo zabo kodwa bekungasiyo ngaleyi ndlela eyakhe indlela abuye ngayo ibingathi lokwehlukana ngoba yena ade engumuntu ozovakasha engasiwo muntu ozoyenza ama-contractative meeting ngakho kube lesikubiza esingakubiza sithi ama-mixed emotions phakathi kwabantu abanye bekujabulela abanye njalo bengathi abakuthakazeleli ukuthi uminista yena kahle kahle ulande ukuphela ukuthi azowubona akalandanga ukuzokhuluma nabantu ulande ukuthi azowubona ama-working spaces.
Njengentatheli ebhala amastori amayelana ngezamasiko ezomculo njalo ezemidlalo, ubona ngani ugatsha lukahulumente olubona ngendaba lezi kumele bayenzeni ukuze bathuthukise abatsha abakumsebenzi kwezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo?
Into ekhona ukuthi iministry le ibingaqakathekisi kakhulu i-arts and culture isikhathi esiningi ibingathi iye ifaka kakhulu ukuqakatheka ku-sport ngakho kuke kwaphuma nje indaba yokuthi bafake imali e-art development fund abayibiza ukuthi i-ADF 200,000 ikhangelele ukuthi kube yimali ezancedisa ku-art and culture ukuthi ama-projects ama-art amaningi ehambe ngakho I think it is a step in the right direction nxa kuyukuthi uminista ukubone kungcono ngoba i-funding yona leyi yagcina ngo-2009 if I'm not mistaken. So it's something that she is trying to revive and I think it's moving in the right direction.
Sikuzwile Kitha, isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoyi bhuti kodwa hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Hayi nami ngibonge kakhulu naye.
Isikhathi du mthwaka komuhle silugciba lapho uhlelo lwabatsha abafisa ukuxoxa nami ngikhona kuTwitter njalo ku-Instagram @BigMike3 yona username yami. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi sidibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection lapho siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane nabatsha elizweni. Uhlelo luqala ngo-8 PM bese lugciba ngo-9. Kwanele kwanamhla Oliver Lisayo ngenjabulo, igama lami ngoMike Hobe. Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye-bye.
Songa isikhathi ke esokholo lwesiKristu silontungamele inkomo.
Zoku isikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thande Kuzintimkandla.
Siyahlangana njalo sihlobo zenkosi esithathekileyo, sihlangana ngelizwi lethu lanamhlanje esilithola encwadini kaGenesis chapter 3 ivesi ngoka-12 no-13 lapho kufundeka khona kanje. Verse 12. U-Adamu wathi, wesifazane owangipha yena ukuba abe nami unginikile kulowo muthi ngadla. 13. UJehova uNkulunkulu wathi kwesifazane, yini lokho okwenzileyo na? Wesifazane wathi, inyoka ingikhohlisile ngadla. Lapha-ke zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, sihlangana labantu esizokuhamba ukuqala ukudalwa u-Adamu no-Eva. Adamu no-Eva babesensimini nase-Eden. Sizothiwa impilo yabo yayinhle yayimnandi yayingasolisi labengagingi mhlawumbe bengatshiswa lalilanga ngoba zonke izinto zazibahambela kuhle kodwa ke ngenye imini ekwase kufika ke umkhumbulo ongayisiwo phakathi kwabo ilizwi namhlanje emfuna ukuthi siqile phezu kwalo ngelokuthi wenzani ngalokho okumele uwenze na abantu abaningi emhlabeni baphila ngokusola bangazibone bangena ebubini basola abanye abantu ngabazikhangeli bona ukuthi kabenzeni isimo size sibe njalo ungubaba lapha ekhaya nguwe inhloko yomuzi okumele ukhangele ubona ukuthi izinto zonke zihamba kuhle kodwa ke xa sekusonakala uyaphangisa ukusola abanye abantu sole umama unina wezingane zakho sole umakhelwane sole izihlobo zakho la wena mama xa into zingahambi kuhle lapha ekhaya uyasola ubaba sole umakhelwane sole izihlobo sole abangane uze usolele abantu abakho xa ungumuntu okhokhelwa mhlawumbe lawe ukhokhela isenshona emabandleni uyehluleka ukubana ibandla lidose ndawonye uzasola amagosa sole abadiboni sole ingabe yini ebandleni uthi babakubuyisela emuva ingabe uphethe umsebenzi othize emsebenzini uzasola zonke izinto abanye umuntu azasole lo mkhathi nje phandle ubana ngihlule ukwenza lokhu ngenxa yalokhu abanye balezikhundla ezinkulu sengitsho lasemhlabeni imbala behluleke ukubana banike abantu lokhu abantu abakhangele ukubana bakuthole ufice inkokheli zisola wonke umuntu ngaphandle kwabo umuntu asole oseduzane asole ongalokothango azasolele abakhatshana emazweni athize abangahlali kuleli lizwe adiba benze ukubana sehluleke into enze ukubana ube njalo yikuthi nxa sesifike esibangeni sinjalo siyakhohlwa ukubana sabekelwane uNkulunkulu wabafaka u-Adamu lo-Eva wabanika imithetho okumele bayilandele kodwa ngenxa yenhliziyo zabo basebephambuka bangena endleleni zabo bawa walubala uswazi uNkulunkulu abatshaya ngalo lubuhlungu okumandisayo abanye bazibajile uswazi elokhu esitshaywa ngalo nanamhlanje asiyekeleni ukuthi senze lokho okumele sikwenze sicatshe nabanye sikhombele abanye ngeminwe imizi iyadilika izigodi ziyachabalala ilizwe imbala liphakathi kobunzima obumangalisayo ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu kabafuni ukuvuma ukwehluleka kwabo singacatshi ngokusola abanye asikhulekeni Baba Nkulunkulu ndisicela ukubana sinike inhliziyo yokuvuma kwehluleka kwethu kwehluleka kwethu kube ngokwethu sithethelele lapho esone ngakhona sinike amandla okubana sivume singacashi ngabanye mhlambe kathi sinike izibindi kukho konke esikwenzayo sikwenze ngemfanelo ngegama likaJesu ngiyakhuleka amen
lolobe kuluhlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thande Kuzintimkandla asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo Oliver Lelisayo Muntungamili Nkomo
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Ntungameli Nkomo sike sikhangele ke ezemidlalo ngamafitshane abadlali beqembu leMighty Warriors kubikwa ukuthi balile lamhla ukudlala umdlalo weOlympics obekumele udlalwe eHarare abadlali laba kubikwa ukuthi bafuna ukuthi babhadalwe imali yomdlalo wabo kweviki ephelileyo lapho babhaxabulwe khona iZambia 5-0 isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Football Association uMnumzana Xolisani Gwesela walile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lizajeziswa okumangalisayo inhlanganiso yenguqu eFIFA. Leyo ke inzwisa kuphela ke yomculo kaZahara. Singakehluka nokuthi sikhangele indaba ekade sikhokhela namhlanje abaqoqwa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emsebenzini kule South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva siqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu namhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngukip stube
si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.